tension or difficulties.
或者在他们的个人关系上有困难或者有痛苦。
Lord, whatever the problem is, whether it's big or small, nothing is too difficult for you.
无论困难的大小，在你都没有难成的事。
We thank you for our marriages.
感谢你给了我们的婚姻。
We ask you will keep them strong.
我求你让他们更加坚固。
We pray that you will help us to resist temptation that will split them.
我求你要阻止那些对外面的引诱，来分裂我们的婚姻。
We pray that husbands will willing to lay down their lives for their wives.
我们为那些丈夫们祷告，让他们愿给为他们的妻子献上他们的生命。
We pray for the wives to love and respect their husbands.
我们也为那些妻子祷告，让他们爱和尊敬他们的丈夫。
And Lord, we pray that you will be the leader of the home. You will be the leader of the marriage.
主啊，我们就求你做我们家里的主，做我们婚姻里的主。
We pray for parents. Parents have a difficult time.In this time in history, we pray for parents. We pray for strength and patience.
我们在这里有为父母祷告，在这个困难的时候，为他们的信心和能力祷告。
We pray that you'll give wisdom to parents in how to lead their families and disciple their children.
也求你给父母有智慧、有能力，能领导他们的全家。
We pray for grandparents the same thing. You'll help them to lead and how to love and disciple their children.
我们也为这些祖父母们祷告，求神给他们智慧来领导他们的一家。
We pray for the families that are in this country and in other countries that you would protect our families there also.
我们也为在这个国家和全世界的所有的国家的家庭们祷告。
And we ask God that you will continue to help us to have a safe summer as many are traveling this summer.
我们求神保守我们在这个夏天里大家出门的安全。
Whether we are in China or in other places, Lord, we pray your protection as we travel.
神呢就求你保守我们这无论是在哪里，我们的出行都是安全的。
And we ask God that you will continue to strengthen our fellowships, our Bible studies, and our Sunday school program.
我们求神来坚固我们的团契，我们的主日学，还有我们的查经。
We thank you, God, that you are so compassionate and so understanding. Thank you, Lord.
神啊，我们感谢你，你是那么的蛮有怜悯、恩典、慈爱。
And we also pray for those that are very sick at this time. We pray for the Peng family and for Elliot, Lord, that you will continue to heal and deliver this young man from this disease. Lord, we ask this in Jesus' name.
在这里我们以耶稣基督的名求你保守彭先生他们一家，尤其是在此时此刻这个艾烈的身体的状况。
And we know there are others that are suffering both in the English congregation and in this congregation. We are one church and we pray for any who are ill, Lord, that you may touch them, you may heal them.
在这里我们也为英文团契的英文部的这有些生病的弟兄祷告，他们也是我们的肢体，求你保守他们的心怀意念。
So Lord, we just ask God that you would now be with the message, Lord, that you will prepare our hearts and that our hearts will be open, not to what I have to say, but to what you have to say.
神啊，就求此时此刻求你保守我的一下传讲的信息，这不是我所说的，而是希望是神你让我说的。
We ask all of this, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们以上的祷告都是以耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, it's good to be with you, brothers and sisters in Christ. Nice to see you.
弟兄姊妹，很高兴和你们能够在一起。
This morning, we're going to look at what I think is all of our favorite subjects, and that's the love of God.
今天早上我们要讨论的话题是我们最喜欢的那个题目，那就是彼此相爱。
Jesus says, I give you a new commandment that we are supposed to love one another.
耶稣说，我给你一个新的命令，那就是我们应该彼此相爱。
But it's hard to love one another, am I right?
但是彼此相爱是不是一件容易的事，是不是？
When Julie and I got married around 39 years ago, it took some time for us in our own marriage to learn how to be patient with each other.
我的太太尤丽和我结婚了39年，在我们刚开始结婚的时候，我们花了很久的时间，让我们彼此都能够学习如何的忍耐。
We have both been a Christian for, I would say, probably around 5 years. We both were Christians for about 5 years when we first got married, but it was still difficult.
我们刚结婚的时候，我们刚刚的信主都超过5年了，但是开始的时候还是很难的一件事情。
I thought to myself, if my wife was just more like me, we would have a peaceful marriage.
当时我想，如果太太就像我一样的话，我们的婚姻一定很平安。
And my wife said, if my husband was a little bit more like me, we would have a peaceful marriage.
那我太太说，如果我的先生要像我一样的话，我的婚姻一定也很平安。
And I realized that I married a sinner.
我意识到，我跟一个罪人结婚了。
And she married a bigger one.
她跟一个更大的一个罪人结婚了。
I think that, you know, before I got married, I realized I was selfish. I did, but I didn't realize how selfish I really was until I got married and then until I was a parent.
在我结婚之前，我知道我是个很自私的人。直到在我结婚之后，尤其是当我有了孩子的时候，我才意识到我是多么的自私。
So.Marriage, family, relationships, it's not, we can't love based on our own understanding of love. We cannot base our love on our own understanding of love.
家庭婚姻我们不能因着我们自己对爱的理解去做这件事情。
I remember Pastor Shen telling me this a couple of years ago. He says, the only reason we can love is because God first loved us. Amen?
我记得沈牧师前几天跟我说我们能够爱的原因，唯一的原因就是因为耶稣爱了我们。
If you look at the way the world loves, it's not love, it's lust. It's what I can get from you to make me feel better. It's not what I can give, it's what I can get. That's the world's love, amen?
世界上的爱呢，你仔细的看，并不是爱，而是一种欲望，那种欲望。所以你仔细看一看。
If you do this, then I will love you.
如果你为我做这件事的话，那么我就会爱你。
Because you are like this, I will love you.
因为你像这个样子的话，我就会爱你。
But if you don't do this and you're not like this, I'm not going to love you.
如果你不做这个事情，如果你不像这个样子的话，我就不会爱你。
See, the love of the world is a conditional love. It depends on the person.
你看到，这个世上的爱都是有条件的，取决于人。
But God's love is unconditional. It doesn't matter what you do or who you are, God still loves you. Now he wants you to get better, but he doesn't change his love.
但神的爱是无条件的，无论你是什么样的人，当然他会希望你会一天比一天更好。
God is always pleased with you. He's pleased with you because he created you, but he's not satisfied with you because he can't be satisfied until you're perfect.
神对你很高兴，很高兴有你，但是神从来对你没有完全的满意，因为为什么他对你很高兴呢？是因为他创造了你，他是希望你一天比一天的更好。
So this is the love of God. This is the love of God that we have. These are paintings that were made from some of your children. Okay, not this year, but a few years ago. This was made by middle schoolers and high schoolers. And I asked them during youth group, "What is the love of God?" Like.
这个就是爱的表现。这个是好几年前小学生、中学生和高中生做的一个这个图画。
And this is what they said. The love of God was like. This is what they said. The purpose of God was like.
这是他告诉我们，神的爱的目的是什么
？He holds the whole world in his hands. Isn't this beautiful? He holds the whole world in his hands.
他的手拥有着整个的世界。
So God is not just all loving; He's all powerful.
神不仅是爱，神也是大能的。
Another student said that Jesus died for us, and that's how he knows that he loves us.
另外一个先生说，耶稣为我们死了，这告诉我们是，神是多么的爱我们。
Last night I asked the youth, "How has God loved you? How do you know that God loves you?" I asked the middle schoolers and the high schoolers, "How do you know God loves you? How? Tell me."
所以昨天晚上我跟中学生和高中生问他们，你怎么知道神爱你呢？ 如何爱你呢？告诉我。
And they said, my parents provide for me. My parents care for me. My parents are always there for me. That's how I know God loves me.
他们说，因为我的父母给我提供了一切，在我需要的时候，他就在那里。这是我为什么知道神爱我。
I have a nice house to live in. I have clothes to wear. I can go to school. I know God loves me because my parents love me.
我知道神爱我，为什么呢？我有一个屋子住，我有衣服穿，我有食物吃，我有学上。我的父母爱我，所以我知道神也爱我。
I love that answer. I love that answer. The father can father through the mother. The father can father through the father and show the father's love to everyone. And that's the purpose of parenting, right?
所以你我非常喜欢那个回答。为什么呢？天父通过我们的父母来爱我们，这是多么美妙的一个回答。
So God loves us. He created the world. He loves us because He died for us.
神爱我们是因为他创造了世界，他为我们而死。
He loves us because isn't this beautiful? He loves because he gives us peace in our heart.
你看这是多美的一幅图画。神那么爱我们，他给了我们有平安。
Look at all the colors of this painting. I love the image. There's peace because there's peace in variety. We are all different, but we can all be peaceful even though we are all different. I love this one.
你看这个图多么的美妙。尽管我们不同的颜色，但我们彼此之间这么的融洽。
We love one another. I mean, I come from a different ethnicity. Many of you come from a little bit of a different ethnicity, but we can be all one in Christ, right? We can have peace together.
你们来自不同的种族，我来自不同的种族，但我们在一起能够和平的彼此的相爱，这是多么美好的一幅图画。
So we know that God loves us, and we're to love Him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We know that.
我们知道神爱我们，我们要尽心、尽性、尽意的爱我们的主。
But it doesn't stop there.
但是我们不仅仅的要停在那儿。
We don't just love God and then we wait until we get to heaven.
我们爱神不是就等在那里，等到我们上天堂那个时刻。
How come when God saves us, He doesn't just take us to heaven? Why don't we just all go to heaven right now? I mean, we're already saved. Why are we staying on earth right now?
为什么当神那么爱我们的时候，为什么神不立刻让我们去天堂，而让我们在这个世界上呢？
God began life, He can take it away. It's up to Him, right?
神创造了生命，神也可以拿走我们的生命，他立刻就可以把我们的生命拿走，他为什么不做呢？
Why? Because of this.
为什么呢？就因为这个。
Love your neighbor as you love yourself.
爱你的邻舍就如同爱你自己一样。
Jesus says, if I love him, then I will keep his.
耶稣，如果你爱耶稣的话，你就知道，你们所有的人都会彼此相爱，保守神的对我们的命令。
And in the New Testament, there are about 50 or 60 commandments of Jesus. There are.
在新约里，神给了我们有50或60个命令。
And one of the most important commandments is this one, and that's to love your neighbor.
但最重要的那个命令就是，爱你的邻舍如同爱你自己一样。
And this is the one we're going to talk about this morning.
这条是我们经常要讨论的。
Now, as we think about the love of God, we need to start with what Jesus has said. And our text this morning is John chapter 13, 31 through 38. John 13, 31 through 38. You can follow in your Bible, but it's also in your message notes. You have it right in front of you. There's no PowerPoint this morning. It's all right there. You can follow along with us. John 13, 31 through 38. I will not read the English. I don't think I need to. Maybe we can just read the Chinese to save some time. Huh?
好，你们每个人都有今天的 bulletin。在 bulletin 里有一个加页，加页就讲了呢。今天我们要讨论的，如果我们要讲神的爱，那么就必须要读神的话。约翰福音第13章31节到第38节，我们用中文念。
And while we read it, you may want to take some notes. You may want to underline some things.Because like my physics professor in high school said, better to have a short pencil than a long memory.
所以大家在念的时候也可以做点笔记。我的中学的老师物理老师告诉我们，好记性不如赖笔头。
Okay, so let's begin with verses John 13, 31 through 32. Can you read that?
我们一起来念约翰福音的第三十章的第31节到32节，我们一起念。 他既出去，耶稣就说，如今人子得了荣耀，神在人子身上也得了荣耀，神要因自己荣耀人子，并且要快快地荣耀他。
So we can see here that God is seen in Jesus. Very simple, in these first two verses, God is seen in Jesus.
这两节很清楚地告诉我们，我们可以看到上帝，通过看到耶稣的时候就可以看到我们的上帝。
God's glory is displayed through Jesus Christ. That's the first principle, that the Father's love is seen through Jesus.
我们看神的荣耀是从耶稣的身上能看见。
When we went to visit our youngest son, Joseph, he had his first baby.
我看我的儿子约瑟的时候，他们有了他们第一个孩子。
And when your baby is a father, it's a pretty interesting experience when your baby becomes a father.
这是非常有趣的一件事情。当你的小儿子做爸爸的时候，这是件非常有趣的一件事情。
And my wife was saying in the English service, it was wonderful to be able to be a mother for the first time and knowing that your mother's love now is in your son's heart and now your son can pass on that love to his child.
这很有趣的一件事，母亲的爱通过她儿子的手传到她儿子的儿子身上。
And this is the same with Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ has spent forever, from all eternity, he has now spent with the Father. Now he has a chance to show his love towards us.
跟这个是一样，耶稣基督是神的儿子，那么通过耶稣基督把神的爱给了我们。
Verse 33.
第33节说。
Can you read that, please?
小子们，我还有不多的时候与你们同在，后来你们要找我，但我所去的地方你们不能到。这话我曾经对犹太人说过，如今也照样对你们说。
So Jesus is saying here that he is about to die. He's going to be here for a short time.
耶稣说，他这个世界上时间很短，他很快就会走。
And where he is going, you cannot come.
他去的地方，我们来不了。
So right before Jesus dies, he has something very important to say to his disciples and to us this morning.
在耶稣死之前，他有很重要的话对他的门徒说，也对我们今天早上也对我们说。
Think about it. I mean, everybody in this room, all of us are going to die someday. We know that.
你想想，我们这地方每一个人某一天都会死去。
I want you to think for just one second. Okay, just one second. What is the last thing that you want to say to your children, your wife, your husband? What would be the last thing you want to say to them?
我想让大家想一想。就在你临死的时候，你想对你的孩子、对你的丈夫或对你的妻子说的什么话，你想过吗？你可以想一想。
I think if we took a poll, everybody would say you're going to say something about love. Am I right?
如果我今天来，大家来，大家能够都能，抽选一下的话，我相信大家都会说关于爱的事情。
You're probably not going to talk much about money. You're probably not going to talk much about success, but you're going to talk much about love and about honesty and about being a good person. Amen.
我相信，在你临死的时候，你不会去讲金钱的事，你也不会讲你这辈子做多么成功的事情，你更多的是想你的爱，你的爱，你的家庭。
So that's what Jesus does. He says, I'm about to leave. I'm about to go, and I have something very important to say to you.
这时候就是耶稣在他临走的时候，他有很重要的事情告诉他。
And that's in 34 and 35.
这是在他的话是在第34节、第35节。
And let's read that.
我们来一起念。我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若是彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
And we can see here that Jesus says, I will give you a new commandment that you are to love one another in the same way I have loved you, you are to love one another.
耶稣说，我赐给你们一条新命令，来叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们要彼此怎么样相爱。
This next week, we are going to take the youth. We have 10 middle schoolers. And we have 10 high schoolers, and Julie and I and the leaders, We're going to go to Philadelphia, and we're going to do some missionary work in Philadelphia.
下一周，我将带着十个中学生、十个高中生和我的太太一起，还有一些同工们一起到费城去做一些去宣道的工作。
So please pray for us because we go every year. This is the sixth year we have done this, and we have taken many students. And so we're going to have times of discipleship, times of Bible study.Times of worship, and then we're going to go into the city doing community projects.
我们做这项事工已经六年了，我们要带这些人一起去，我们一起去，做各做门徒训练，做事工，服侍当地的费城的当地的各样的事工的事情。
We will do things like help painting. We might work for caring for children.
我们可能会做一些油漆的工作，或者照顾小孩子
，working with the homeless，
或者跟无家可归的人工作一起。
And obviously sharing our faith. Sharing our faith.
哦，当然我们也会把我们的信仰和他们一起分享。
And so in order to get ready for it, we made some T-shirts.
为了这件事情呢，做了一些汗衫。
See, we made these T-shirts last night.
我们昨天晚上做了这些
And it was a lot of fun to be able to spray some dye on the shirts so that we can all, even though we're all a little bit different, we all can be a team together.
我们用各种各样的油漆做了这个汗衫，尽管都不同，但是我们可以彼此的一起同工。
And I asked one of the students, can you make me the T-shirt? Because I was running around trying to help organize everything. And so I asked one of the students, can you make me my T-shirt?
我当时因为我在那走来走去安排不同的事情，我就问一个学生说，你能不能为我做一件？
He made this T-shirt for me.
他为我做了那件汗衫。
And my wife looked at it and said, I don't know if you're going to like the colors.
我太太看了以后，她说我不知道你喜不喜欢这个颜色。
Because she knows my favorite color is blue.
她知道我最喜欢的颜色是蓝色。
But I told the student I love the colors.
但我跟那个学生说，我喜欢这个颜色。
And I love the image.
我喜欢这个上面的图画。
Because look what he did.
看他做了什么。
He put yellow in the middle.
他让一个黄色放在中间。
And he put red and orange on the side.
他把那个橘红色或者红色放在边上。
And when I looked at this T-shirt, I saw God and Jesus. Really, I did.
当我看这个图画的时候，我就看到了耶稣基督。
God representing the sun.
太阳，就这个，太阳表示了我们的上帝。
Kind of S-U-N. And then out of the sun, you got the image of in this form of Jesus Christ.Kind of like the cross, the blood of Jesus Christ around it.
这旁边的红色就是我们耶稣基督的血。
So you have the love of God being poured out into the world.
神的爱被洒向了整个世界。
And this is the purpose of life, not the T-shirt.
这就是我们生命的目的，不是这个汗衫。
But the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords lives inside of you and wants to move through you to touch every woman, every man, and every student on the face of the earth.
神，我们的万王之王、万主之主活在你的心中，他是希望你通过你去触摸那些世界上所有的人。
Love one another in the same way that I have loved you.
彼此相爱，就像我爱了你一样。
Now we know that God, Jesus loves us because he went on the cross. We know that, right?
我们知道耶稣是爱我们，为什么？他为我们的罪死在十字架上。
And we know that there's no greater love than a man who lays down his life for his friends.
我们知道世上没有更大的爱，就像一个人为他的朋友把他的生命献上。
And when my wife and I, we were going through marriage, before we got married,I told the counselor we were in premarital counseling. Premarital counseling.
在我和太太结婚之前，我们有一个婚前辅导。
And then I said to the counselor, he said, "Do you love your wife?"
我问那个辅导的人问我，你爱你的太太吗？你爱你的爱人吗
？And I said, "I love her so much, I would give my life for her."
他说我是，唐博士说我是这么的爱她，我愿意把我的生命给她。
And then after the first month of marriage, I didn't even want to spend 5 minutes with her.
他结婚了一个月之后， 我不愿意跟他待一起待五分钟。
And she didn't even want to breathe the same breath that I breathed.
她甚至不想跟我一起呼吸我所呼吸的空气。
You know, there's one thing to believe it in your heart, it's another thing to live it out.
一件事呢是说呢，在你心里你相信，另外一件事怎么把这你的相信呢活出来。
So, how do we love in the way that Jesus loved on a day-to-day basis?
现在问题是，我们怎么样像耶稣一样，每一天把我们的把他的爱活出来？
One of the most important stories in the, all of the New Testament is the story of when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead.
你们知道，在新约里最重要的故事就是耶稣怎么把拉撒路从死里让他复活化。
So in the final remaining time, let's look at this story.
在这剩下的时间，让我们一起来看这个故事。
Can you read it in now? Yeah. John 11, 1 through 40. John 11, 1 through 40.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Did you have it in the...
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. John 11, 1 through 40. Yeah, starting in verse 1, 2, and 3.
1, 2,
3. Yeah, John 11, 1, 2, and 3.
1, 2, and 3, okay. Yeah. 约翰福音第十一章第一到三节，有一个患病的人名叫拉撒路，住在伯大尼，就是玛利亚和她姐姐马大的村庄。这玛利亚就是用香膏抹主，又用头发擦她脚的。患病的拉撒路是她的兄弟，她姐妹两个就打发人去见耶稣说，主啊，你所爱的人病了。
So we see here that Lazarus was sick, and he was Mary and Martha's brother, and Jesus hears about him and says that, Lord, your dear friend is sick.
在这地方我们知道这个拉撒路生病了，所以他的妹妹就跟他说。
And so Jesus,
主啊，你所爱的人生病了。
Yeah, so Jesus was told to go and help Lazarus because he was very sick and he was his friend.
耶稣人家告诉他，就说他的好朋友拉撒路生病了，让耶稣去救他。
And so in verse 4, we can read verse 4, 5, and 6. Let's read that.
第四节、第五节、第六节这么说，耶稣听见就说，这病不至于死，乃是为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。耶稣素来爱马大和他的妹子，并拉撒路。听见拉撒路病了，就在所居之处，人住了两天。
So we see here that Lazarus' sickness was not he was not going to stay dead. Jesus was going to raise him up from the grave.
So 这地方我们就知道，拉撒路的死呢，不会让他一直死，耶稣会把他从死里救活。
But he stayed there for another 2 days. When Jesus heard that his friend Lazarus was sick, he didn't go right away. He waited for a couple of days.
当耶稣听说他的朋友拉撒路生病了，他没有立刻去，而在当地多待了两天。
We thought Lazarus was his friend, but he must have not been a very good friend. Why did Jesus wait for so long?
我们以为拉撒路是耶稣的好朋友。如果是好朋友的话，耶稣为什么在没有立刻去看他，而在当地就多待了两天？
Because this story in the New Testament was not just about Lazarus.
因为我们现在讲的这件事情，不仅仅是关于拉撒路。
Jesus was doing something greater than Lazarus.
耶稣做一件比拉撒路更重要的、更伟大的一件事情。
He wanted to reach out to Lazarus's sister Mary and Martha.
他想去，他做这件事情是想去跟这个他拉撒路的两个姐姐传递一些信息。
He wanted to reach out to Mary and Martha's relatives.
他想传递把这个信息传递给拉撒路的两个姐姐和他们的亲戚。
He wanted to reach out to not only the relatives but to the village.
他不仅想把这个传给拉撒路的亲戚，也想把这个信息传给拿撒路的那个村里的所有人。
This village that he was going to go to was a few miles from the city.
他去这个村庄，离这个城市还有一些路，还有一段路程。
I remember once as a missionary, we were missionaries in Indonesia.
我记得我在印尼做传，在做，传福音的时候。
And we heard that there was a young woman who was very sick in the village.
我们听说在村里有一个年轻的妇人生病了。
And my wife and I were invited to go to this village in the middle of the mountains.
人家邀请我和我的太太到这个，在这个到这个村庄去，是在一个山里面的一个地方。
And we went to go there to pray for her. It was a Muslim village.
我去了，为那个妇人祷告。那是一个穆斯林的一个村庄。
And so when we got to the village, though, the women, some of the women were all in one room.
当我们去的时候，很多妇人待在一间屋里。
And the men were in another room.
所以的男人又在另外一间屋子里。
And so I went with the men, and she went with the ladies.
所以我去了之后，跟这群男人在一起。我太太就跟那些女人在一起。
So my wife tells the story. She tells the story that when she was in the living room with the women,
我太太跟我讲这样一个故事。当她在那个堂屋里头跟这些妇人在一起的时候，
she prayed for one of the women because she had a stomach problem.
她就为其中那个妇人祷告，因为那个妇人有胃有毛病。
And after she prayed for the woman,
当她为这个妇人祷告之后，
the next day,
第二天，
they gathered together in the same room.
他们又回到这些妇人又同样又回到这间屋子里来。
And the woman said, "I feel much better."
这妇人说，我今天感觉好多了。
And then another lady in the room said, "Can you pray for my ankle?"
另外一个妇人说，哎，你能不能为我的脚的腕科来为我祷告一下
？And another one my shoulder, and another one my neck, and another one my back.
另外一个人说，你为我的肩膀、为我的脖子、为我的背祷告。
And she began to pray for every woman in that room.
她就开始为这里那个屋子里所有的妇人祷告。
She was very quick to say that it was nothing about her. It was about the power and the love and the truth of God. The power, the love, and the truth of God.
但是她很快就指出，这不是我，而是神的爱，神的能力。
You see, when we heard the message, it wasn't just about this one lady. It was about the whole clan, the whole relative.
所以当我们听到这个信息的时候，我们知道不仅是那个妇人，而是那一群妇人。
What can we learn from the love of God? What can we learn about loving your neighbor?
我们从这句话里说，是神说要彼此相爱，爱你的邻舍，这个从中学到什么？
When you're going through difficulties, when you're going through problems, when you don't understand, why am I still ill? Realize it, that it's not just about you. God wants to do something in you, and God wants to do something through you.
当我们生病的时候，当我们感觉不好的时候，我们有的时候我们要知道，神，这不仅是关于你，神通过你要传达什么样的信息。
So let's continue the story in verse 8.
我们就继续地看
You can read verse 8 through 11, please.
我们来念第八节到第十一节。
8 through 11.
门徒说，拉比，犹太人进来用拿石头打你，你还往那里去吗？耶稣回答说，白日不是有12个小时吗？人在白日走路就不至于跌倒，因为看见世上的光。若在黑夜走路就必跌倒，因为他没有光。
And so they ask Jesus, why are you going there again? And Jesus says, I'm going there because there's darkness. There is a man there who needs help and I need to go there and shed some light. And so they thought that he was there just sleeping, and he was not there sleeping, he was dead. And Jesus says, I can't stand here. My best friend is ill. I have to go. And they said, if you go, they're going to take some rocks, and they're going to throw them at you, and you're going to get hurt. So don't go there.
所以当耶稣要去的时候，他的朋友告诉他，那个当地人会扔石头要砸死他，但是耶稣还是去了。
And Jesus is basically telling his disciples, it's not about me. It has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with this man is hurting, and I have the answer, and I need to bring the answer to him, the healing to him.
耶稣在此时说，这不是关于我，而是关于到这个人，他现在有病，我这里有能够诊治他的方法，我要把这个诊治的方法带给他。
And so, let me ask you a question. How does this apply to us? We must take the scripture and apply it to our lives, right?
我来问你一下，我们怎么样把这段圣经上的话来运用到我们的生活当中呢？
Sometimes when somebody is hurting in your family, maybe it's your spouse, maybe it's your children, maybe it's a relative, the first thing you want to do, I don't want to get involved. This person is hurting. You can start here. This person is hurting. This person is hurting. I don't want to get involved.
我们经常会遇到这样的情况，我们家里的亲戚或怎么样，或者你的爱人，或者你的孩子。 当他生病的时候，你第一件事说，这个事情跟我无关，我不想跟这事情有任何的关系。
It's going to cost me time.
要让我花时间。
It's going to cost me money.
要让我花钱。
I'm not going to be able to sleep at night.
晚上我也睡不着觉。
And you can come up with many reasons I do not want to get involved.
你可以找出各种各样的原因说，我不想跟这事情有任何的关系。
And you know what God says to us?
你知道神的回答是什么？
If Jesus had that same attitude, he would have never come down to earth.
如果耶稣是有同样的态度的话，他绝对不会来到这个世界上。
Jesus could have stayed up in heaven. I don't want to go down. He could have said, God, I don't want to go down to earth. I'm going to get hurt. I'm going to get betrayed. I'm going to get crucified. If Jesus was interested in his own comfort, he would have never came to earth. Right?
但如果是耶稣是完全为他自己的好处的话，他不会从天上来到这个地上。 为什么呢？他也不会被钉死在十字架上，不会受那么的苦难。
So why didn't Jesus just stay in heaven then?
为什么耶稣不待在天堂里呢？
Because God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. God didn't just love Jesus, he loved everyone that he had created.
因为神爱世人。 他不仅爱着儿子，他更是爱世人，所以他把他独生爱子给了我们，让我们这一切，一切这世上的人，因为信他的名，反得永生。About
10 years ago, when we were in the mission field in the Middle East.
10年前，我在中东做宣教的工作。I
realized that I needed to work on my marriage.
我意识到我要在我的婚姻上花功夫。
And I'll be honest with you.
我跟你们说老实话。
Just because a minister stands behind this pulpit, it doesn't mean that he has a strong family, and you know that.
你们知道，并不是因为我是牧师站在这个讲台之后，我就有很强壮的婚姻。
And just because a minister stands behind this pulpit doesn't mean that he's a very kind person to his children.
并不是因为一个牧师站在这个讲台上之后，他是一个很对他的孩子非常有忍耐的、很客气的一个父亲。Leaders
often have strong personalities, and we don't give up easily, and so therefore sometimes we're not as gentle as we should be with our own families.
所以领导人经常他们有非常强的个性。 所以他们在家里也不能做出很多让人满意的事情。
And if we're all honest with one another, we would feel the same way. Sometimes we treat others kinder than we treat our own family. Am I right?
我们讲老实话，实际上我们在外面对外人，可能比我们对我们的家庭更客气。
So what are we going to do about it?
这样我们如何去解决这个问题呢？
It's uncomfortable to reach out to your own family.
去和你的家人去和好，是一件很不容易的一件事情。
Oh, that person's never going to change. I've lived with them 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. Oh, they're never going to change. We're just going to coexist.
我跟那个人活了，跟他一起过了10年、20年了，他不会变的。我们就是一起过日子吧。
There's a lot of families that are out there. They have peace, but they don't have relationships. They have a false peace, but they have no relationship.
很多家庭，他们家里好像似乎有一个平安，但他们彼此之间并没有一个和谐的关系。
The message this morning is this. If I can simplify it, only got a few minutes left. The message this morning is this. Get involved.
今天早上的信息，在我剩下几分钟告诉大家，跟大家一定要跟 跟你的家庭能够融入一起。
Don't give up.
绝不要放弃。
It's never too late to change. Am I right?
从来，如果你要变化的话，从来都不会太晚。你要如果变好的话，也不会太晚。
One woman said to a counselor, I can't change my husband. You can't teach an old dog new tricks.
我在辅导一个婚姻的时候，那个太太告诉我，你不可能让我的丈夫变化，你不可能教一个老狗新的招数。
And you know what the counselor said to the woman?
你知道那个辅导的人跟这个女人怎么说的吗？
Your husband is not a dog.
你的丈夫不是一条狗。
He's a human being. He's made in the image of God. He can think, he can feel, and with God, all things are possible.
你的丈夫不是一条狗，他是一个人，是按照神的，人神的形象所造的。神在神万事都可能，可以让他变化。
So 10 years ago, we started these marriage, going through marriage Bible studies, and we've been through them with many, many couples, and we have one going on right now.Right here in the church on Saturday morning with a group of men and ladies, and I highly recommend this book by going through a marriage couple study. Highly recommend it.
所以我向大家极力推荐。现在在我们教会里，每个礼拜六早上有一群夫妇在我们一起学习，这如何加强夫妻的关系这本书，还有这个唐牧师每个礼拜六早上都有这么一个这个 ministry.
Your most important purpose in life is to love your God with all your heart and soul and mind and strength. It is, but it's also to love your neighbor as yourself. But if you can't even love the neighbor in your house, how are you going to understand the love of God? Am I right?
神说爱人如己，爱人的邻舍。如果你在你的家里都不爱跟你在你旁边的配偶，你怎么可能去爱别人？
He's got the whole world in your hands. He's got the whole family in your hands. Fathers, leaders of your family, you've got the Father's hands. Use those hands to make him like his heart.
神能够承担所有世界上的事情。神让我们这些爸爸也应该在家里能承担我们应当的责任。
So what does Jesus do? Jesus gets involved.
所以耶稣怎么做呢？耶稣跟家里所有人都有这种融入的关系。
And what does he do?
他做什么呢？
Please read the rest of the story. Read the rest of the story. Let's finish up and find out what Jesus does. Verses 14 all the way through the end of the section, until he raises Lazarus.From the dead.
Okay.
Can you do that? Just read the whole thing until he raises his
hand.
Read the rest of the story.
Jesus 说了这话，随后对他们说：“我们的朋友拉撒路睡了，我去叫醒他。”门徒说：“主啊，他若睡了，就必好了。”耶稣这话是指着他死说的，他们却以为是说照常睡了。耶稣明明地告诉他们，拉撒路死了。我没有在那里就欢喜，而是为你们的缘故，好叫你们相信。如今我们可以往那里去吧。
So he cries out and he says, Lazarus, right? Come out of the grave.
所以他对着拉撒路说，拉撒路，我把你出来吧。
And then after that, everybody believes.
在那之后，所有人都相信耶稣了。
And now we see the purpose of Jesus Christ.
现在我们知道耶稣基督的在我们的身上的目的是什么。
Jesus before that, we don't have time to get into it, but Jesus before that, he weeps because Lazarus was dead.
在那之前，耶稣哭了，因为拉撒路死。
Why did Jesus weep?
耶稣为什么哭？
Jesus knew that he was going to raise Lazarus from the dead. He knew he was going to look at that tomb and say, Lazarus!Come out. He knew that Lazarus was going to rise from the dead. Why did Jesus cry? Why?
耶稣基督知道他会对着坟墓说，拉撒路出来，他会复活。但耶稣为什么还哭了？
I asked this question to the youth last night.
我问了这些年轻人，昨天晚上问了这些年轻人这些问题。
And you know one of them said?
你知道他们其中一个人怎么说的吗？
Because Jesus wanted to show honor to the family.
因为耶稣想对他们的家庭秀展示他的对他们的尊重。
Jesus wanted to show respect to the family, so Jesus wanted to show that he really loved Lazarus.
耶稣想向他的家人表示他是如何的爱拉撒路。
So the love of Jesus, we're talking about loving our neighbor. The loving your neighbor is getting involved.
所以爱你的邻舍，那就要跟你的邻舍融入一起。
Loving your neighbor is feeling the pain that the other person feels.
爱你的邻舍就要能够感受你的邻居所感受的痛苦。
Loving your neighbor is weeping when other people are weeping.
当你爱你的邻舍的时候，你就是和你邻舍的人在他们哭的时候，你与他们同哭。
Loving your neighbor is not just running away from problems, it's going to the problems and getting involved.
如果彼此相爱的话，你不是说看到问题的时候你赶快逃得快快的，而是更多的是迎着困难上，能够去解决这些问题。
This past weekend we have a new place in our church.
在过去一周，你知道我们教会里出了一个新的。新的后面出了一个新的一个地方。
If you look behind the mansion,
在这个在我们这个三楼之后，你会看一下。
Some members of our church put together a beautiful picnic area with nice stones and a garden and a fence. We have a beautiful picnic area now behind the mansion.
在我们教会那个mansion 的后面，现在有一块地，我们教会的一些弟兄还有朋友，他们一起在后面做了一个新的一个野餐的地方，非常的漂亮。
A lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of expense was made for that.
我们花了很多的钱，很多的精力做那件事情。
Why did they do that?
他们为什么做那件事？
So that we can love each other better.
这样的话，我们就可以更多的如彼此的相爱。
Those families, and I'm not exalting the family, I'm exalting God. I'm not going to tell you who did it because I don't want to give glory to man. We give glory to God. But let me just say this. This group of people said they're going to get involved. They're going to do something about it because people are important and fellowship is important.
在此时我不想提这些的名字，因为我们把一切的荣耀都归给我们的上帝。但是我想让你知道，就是他们做这些事目的是什么。他们就是要通过这件事情来表示我们的彼此的相爱。
This coming week,
在下面一周里
Maya, this coming week, middle schoolers and high schoolers, we're going to go to Philadelphia.
在这个礼拜里，这些初中生、高中生他们一起会到费城去。
And we're going to be gone, as I mentioned, the whole week.
我们会去整整一周。
We're going to live at a Christ. We're going to stay, not live, but maybe who knows? We're going to stay at a Christian university.
我们会待在一个基督教的一个大学里。
Every day we're going to have Bible study and worship.
每天我们都有圣经的学习，我们还有敬拜。
We're going to have prayer.
我们也会祷告。
And then we're going to have a early lunch.
我们会吃个很早的一个中餐。
And then we're going to go into the city doing community projects.
我们也会到社区去做一些社区的服饰。
As I mentioned before.
就像这我们以前做过的一样。
We're going to love our neighbors.
我们去爱我们的邻舍。
We're going to meet strangers we've never seen before.
我们会碰到那些陌生人我们从来都没见过的。
And it can be pretty scary.
可能有的时候你会觉得还挺可怕的。
But I admire the courage.
但是我很敬佩他们的勇气。
Of these students.
这些学生们的勇气。
They could be spending their time and their parents' money.
他们花他们父母的钱，他们自己的时间。
Maybe even their own. They could be spending their time doing many other things. They got the whole summer, but they're going to give up.The comforts of living here and going into some very hot and very uncomfortable situations because of their love for God.
他们可以在家里头跟他们父母在一起做着很安逸的生活，他们并没有追求这个，而是说在这周里冒着炎热去服侍那些他们从来没见过的人。
So would you please pray for us?
请大家为他们祷告。
I would like to ask Pastor Shen, if you could come up to us right now, because I will be one of the leaders, and I don't want to pray. I want him to pray.
现在我们请沈牧师来上门，为我们这个夏日的这个施工。
I didn't tell him about this, but I want him to pray for us. He knows where we're going. He's been involved in this indirectly for the last 6 years. He's seen the stories, and I want him to pray for us this morning.
沈牧师知道这件事情过去的六年里，所以今天因为沈牧师带着唐牧师带着大家去这个施工，所以请沈牧师为这个施工祷告。
So Pastor, pray for his safety, obviously, pray for the weather. It's supposed to rain a little bit on Monday. We've got a very, very good vehicle. I'm a safety not expert, but I'm really concerned about safety. These children are like my own children. We will do our best to be sureThat they are safe, don't worry. But we need to pray for God's protection on all of us, okay?
我们要为他的安全祷告。尽管唐牧师是说他是特别注意安全，但是这件事都在神的手中，求神保守。
我们一起祷告。Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you because you gave us a very important lesson. You said, God is love. You love us first.So that's why it is a time for us to practice what is your love. Thank you, Lord, for your message, which is never changed. Thank you, Lord, because what we need is love. And this love is only from you. I want to thank you. Praise the Lord, because you call these young men.They are going to share your love to their neighbors. They are going to move to the, next week they are going to the youth camp. They are not going to go there to have a vacation. They are going to go there to serve the Lord and to serve the people you gave it to them. So we pray that wherever they go, what the people they meet, we pray that you are with them because these people areThe ambassador of Christ. So I want to thank you. Let them experience that how wonderful to serve the Lord in their life. So thank you, Lord. We pray that this time will be their meaningful in their life. We'll never forget they are using by you. This is their privilege and also their honor. So pray that in and out is in your, under your hand.Under your protection, presence, and your blessing. Thank you, Lord. We're going to see them go there, and then when they come, and everything just change. Pray that their parents are going to support them, and all the congregation will be praying for them too. Thank you, Lord. Be with them. All the driver, all the people, those volunteers, pray that you are with them too.Thank you, Lord. Next week will be their wonderful week because of you. Thank you, Lord. Be with them. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Also, we have a youth bake sale to offset some of the costs.So before lunch, the youth will be selling some baked goods to offset some of the transportation costs.
这些孩子们，这年轻人有些义卖，所以在这个吃午饭之前呢，欢迎大家去买一些东西来支持他们的这次这个施工。
我们现在回应上帝的话，我们一起站起来唱这首诗歌。唱两遍啊，活出爱。 一杯敬你的爱中间真的是让我们一起向世界活出主的爱。OK， 请你们请坐。我们现在直接祝祷哈，先祝祷。愿耶和华赐福你，保护你，愿耶和华以他的脸光照并赐恩给你，愿耶和华向你仰脸赐你平安，从今时直到永永远远。阿们。请坐。在我们进入到的那个敬礼之前，我们先有个报告哈，那个请小编简单的报告。OK， 谢谢。
我是王小兵，在教会管理总务的执事，今天我代表教会做报告。一共有几项报告，我第一项就是在报告之前，我要代表教会欢迎今天第一次来到我们教会的朋友。先从左边开始，看看有没有今天第一次到教会来的。好，在中间这边有没有第一次来的，可以举手，然后说一下你的名字啊。第一次来教会哈，中间有没有有吗？可以，就说一下你的名字，叫什么名字啊？
大家好，我的名字叫薛立栋。
好，欢迎你。
今天是陪我爸爸一起来的。
好，欢迎你。
谢谢。
看看中间有没有今天第一天来了，第一次来的，还有在右手边有没有？这后边有吗？后边没有哈。好，那我就右边有没有？右边有没有第一次来的？所以说没有哈。好，那我就开始报告。 第一项呢，就是我们今天啊、要有一个啊、敬礼的仪式啊，有五位弟兄姐妹，大家都看到了哈、啊，在这个报告之后呢，他们要做见证啊、在我们弟兄姐妹的面前啊，向神做见证，然后成为神的儿女。好，我们会希望大家都留下参加，这是第一件事哈。第二件事呢，就是刚才唐牧师已经讲了啊、就是这个青少年他们下周要去费城做宣教营的活动啊、在这会后呢，他有一个义卖在后面，希望弟兄姐妹们啊好、去支持他们这些活动。第三项呢，就是我们教会有个暑期的夏令营啊，就是暑期的学校啊，对象呢是幼儿园到六年级的小孩子啊，希望这个家长们呢把孩子啊找一些时间领到神面前啊，我们去学习。那么报名方式呢啊有三种方式，一种是可以在网上报名，还有一种方式呢可以说你扫三维码，然后呢直接就可以把报名表填了。那么还有一种就是在教会，在大堂前面有这个就是报名表，你可以去填，然后交给教会的办公室啊，这是给小孩子。那么同时呢可以报名给这个主管青少年活动的执事于南，还有青少年活动的赵胜宇姐妹啊，向他们报名也可以。那么同时不光是小孩子那么他们组织活动的时候呢，也需要一些志愿者，说如果你家里有这个青少年的学生啊，大一点的孩子学生，他们可以帮助教会一起来神为做工，所以也可以去跟教会报名。那还有一件就是我们接到这个唐天健传道，他今年他是主管这个学生宣道活动，所以那个今年有300多位学生要求来接机，300多位学生哈，是个很大的数量对教会来说呢是一个机会，是一个宣道的一种活动希望通过这个活动呢把福音传给学生。那希望我们教会能够参加。那想参加的弟兄姐妹可以跟唐传道，还有我们教会的黄天林执事，还有教会的办公室，你可以去联系，然后呢我们统一安排去这项活动，希望弟兄姐妹参加。最后一项就是关于疫情的问题。那最近呢在这个全美范围内疫情呢有所升高，那么大家呢还是希望戴口罩啊，在活动期间哈、还有一些注意那么这个报告之后我们会有五位弟兄姐妹在这儿做见证，见证之后呢会在后面去有一个我们教会提供午餐，简单的午餐是披萨那么今天那个特殊的我们还有一些庆祝活动，那个在后面有一些点心也可以一起参加，然后在那之后呢我们会做这个敬礼的这个活动。好，这就报告所有报告。